Work on the final leg of the rail system into town is underway, but how does its completion fare under whomever wins the race for governor this fall? That is the focus of Reality Check with Honolulu Civil Beat's Marcel Henry, who's on the line with us this morning. Hi, Marcel.
Hey, Catherine. How you doing?
So what's the snapshot? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, it really remains to be seen, depending on who's governor, to a certain extent. And that's kind of a strange thing to say because it is a county project. But remember, as rail has fallen into more and more trouble, the state has taken more and more control of the project. And therefore, we wanted to look at the governor's race through the lens of the rail project, since the governor really could have a large say in where this project goes from here.
So how are you viewing the main contenders in the race for governor and their attitudes?
Well, it's interesting because all three of the main contenders, and by the main contenders, I'm talking about incumbent governor David Ige, Representative Colleen Hanabusa, and the former state senator Clayton Hee. They all voted in favor of the rail tax back in 2005, the authorization that the state gave for the city and county of Honolulu to move forward with the rail tax. But since then, they've all three of these candidates have moved in really different directions on rail. And with Ige, you've seen a steady support of the project. But really, you've seen somebody who doesn't really want to get into the sausage making of putting all of these deals together. He's really kind of deferred to the legislature on that. With Colleen Hanabusa, you've seen somebody who's seen kind of her political career kind of a restart with her time on the HART board and eventually chairing the HART board. She's kind of moved back into higher office from there. And with Clayton Hee, he's really tapped into the real lingering unease out there in the public sentiment about how the project has gone and the uncertainty over, you know, whether this is really going to come in finally on the budget that they've set most recently.
Right. And he wants to actually stop at Middle Street.
He does. He's out of all of those. He's the only one who's really come out and said that. The interesting thing is he has said, you know, we have $8 billion. That'll get us to Middle Street. But what's key to that is the federal government that's partnering with the project. They've said if you stop at Middle Street, you're going to lose the $1.5 billion that we're putting into that. So that would, you know, severely deplete the $8 billion budget that you're talking about.
Right. And there's concerns that if we don't go on Nimitz, I think there are plans for like the TOD with hotels and, there's concern that, this could trigger another EIS and even delay the project more.
Right. There's a lot at stake. If you stopped at Middle Street, that would significantly change it. Whether you're talking about who's in the governor's seat or the mayor. Yeah, that's a big change.
All right. Well, thanks, Marcel. And we'll just have to see how this plays out. We have a couple more months. That was our Reality Check from Honolulu Civil Beat, featuring reporter Marcel Henry. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.